dictation for Kurt, K-U-R-T, Fellow, F-E-L-L-O-W-S, July 4, 45, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a consultation for Mr. Fellows with abnormal kidney function. He's been exposed to anti-inflammatory agents for the last 5 years in a daily basis after left-sided costal shingles with post-herpetic neuralgia. He has chronic atrial fibrillation following with cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, has a sleep apnea on CPAP machine, denies vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea bleeding, some nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness or blood. He still has his prostate. He is a very large, obese person, chronic dyspnea, chronic tiredness. He does not notice the palpitations or chest pain. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies syncope. A stable dyspnea, mostly in activity, but also at rest. Denies claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes. Otherwise, review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for atrial fibrillation, morbid obesity, hypertension, sleep apnea, postherpetic neuralgia, thyroid replacement. Denies even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, denies coronary artery disease, pulse abnormalities or pacemaker, denies diabetes, no chronic liver disease, no recent pneumonia, no gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, no gout or kidney stones. He's not sure if he has peripheral vascular disease, but no procedure has been done. Next paragraph, reported allergies to codeine, Demerol, and tape. You mentioned ibuprofen, Norco, but he denies that. Next paragraph, medication lists include thyroid replacement, HCTC, lisinopril, Norvasc, Pepsi, Nurantin, Eliquis, Zeveta, Z-E-V-E-T-A, Tramadol, and Naproxen as indicated above. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including lower back surgery, ruptured appendix, prolonged recovery, 47 days, gallbladder removal, right knee scope, bilateral thyroid removal, benign condition, no malignancy, right shoulder rotator cuff repair, hamartoma toe, one on the right and one on the left, most of the upper teeth removed, 8 teeth left in the bottom, he wears a plate. Next paragraph, weight 384, blood pressure 132/64, alert oriented time 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress at rest. Next paragraph, chemistries over the last few years, progressive rise in creatinine 1.2, 1.3, 1.4. 1.9, 1.8, and presently 1.6. Present GFR 42, stage 3. Electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Elevated PTH 73. Anemia 11.9, normal white blood cell platelets. Prior urine analysis, no activity for blood protein or cells. Next paragraph, kidney ultrasound, 10.7 right, 9.1 left, without obstruction, a simple cyst on the right side. No evidence of significant urinary retention. Next paragraph, 2020, echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, no other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, present CKD stage 3B, concerned about the long-term exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. There has been no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerular nephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. He should not be on anti-inflammatory agents. He already is on Nurantin, those could be adjusted or alternative medications for the postherpetic neuralgia. We call your office and relay that message. Continue pressing blood pressure medications, including ACE inhibitors like sinopril. Continue management of atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with cardiology. There is anemia but no active bleeding. There is secondary hyperparathyroidism, but is minor, does not require treatment. Otherwise, potassium acid-based nutrition and phosphorus appears to be normal. We will monitor chemistries over time. End of dictation.